It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
Well, you better hold on to that flugelhorn so the wind doesn't take it out of your hand, Steve.
It is blustery. I just stepped outside. Not much happening, at least in Orono. Kind of a light, light rain, very mild, already in the 40s. But that wind will start to pick up, certainly, by midday into the afternoon. But in the meantime, it's Flugelhorn Friday. Is this your first experience with Flugelhorn Friday, by the way?
It is, yes. Okay, listen. I listen in, but first time in the hot seat.
Yeah, you're lucky. Not many people have to have that extra pressure of actually being here.
Right.
And having to be one of the guessers.
Yeah. And so, you know, the concept, of course, we came up with this, I guess, several years ago now. It's very hard to identify, like, a rock song, something that you would never hear played on a flugelhorn, even though I'm usually playing the melody. So
right.
I think today is a pretty good example of that. You typically would not hear a flugelhorn going along with this particular song. But I do have in my back pocket some pretty decent hints, I think. And it's a pretty long hint.
Oh, good.
I think you guys are going to be just fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me play it for you here. You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow, that was a long flugelhorn.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't have anything coming to my mind right away. Do you?
Oh, she's sitting there. I don't. I'm sitting here. I'm relaying the information in my head.
All right. So we certainly need some clues.
Okay. So 1980 is your time frame.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I shared this hint with you yesterday. A vital part of suspension.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this third one is a wordy one. You have to kind of combine these things. And this would refer to the artist. Okay, so there's another hint for you. It's not a group. It's an artist, although he sings along with a group.
Oh, he said he.
So, it's a he. Oh, boy.
It's a he. There you go. So there's another hint. So famous for a geriatric clock with igneous formation.
What?
On a Parker House blank.
Holy moly.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I need a
geriatric clock.
Okay, geriatric clock. Okay.
Combined with igneous formation. Combined with a Parker House blank. Let me play it for you again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I thought you did something about a four, or did you say Fab Four, or just four, or?
No, he paused on the word four.
Okay. No.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Paul McCartney, but then I can't imagine.
Yeah, no. I thought the same thing.
And then I thought something from Elton John, but I'm trying to remember 1980 of. And then the suspension. Do you have anything, Ashley?
No, nothing's really gelling there. I keep thinking about the suspension part, and I'm like, at first I was like, when we had the suspension yesterday, I was like, oh, maybe Bruce Springsteen because spring, you know.
With that
one. But then,
oh man,
with all the extra clues, I'm like, oh boy, geriatric clock.
Geriatric, old. Not old time rock. No, that was after 1980.
Clock. Hmm. Well, didn't Steve say it was to do with the artist? That part was to do with the artist.
Not Billy Joel. Paul,
you need to go back about 30 seconds. What did you say?
Oh, what did I? Did I say Elton John?
You said Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
No.
What else did I say?
I said famous for a geriatric clock. Old time.
Not old time rock and roll.
Igneous formation, rock.
Oh.
On a Parker House blank, roll.
Oh, you inadvertently got
it. Out.
Yeah. So
get
he's
out.
Famous for that. He's famous for that. That's not the song.
Oh, okay.
What's a vital part of a car suspension?
The spring. A leaf spring?
A strut.
Oh, a strut. Oh, that one did not even.
Yeah.
Strut. This
Bob Seger.
This. Yeah.
You know the song.
Oh, the strut. Strut.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, man. Yeah. That hurts. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yep, but, 1980, yeah. Vital Part of Suspension, Strut, Her Strut.
Her Strut.
And the artist Bob Seger is famous for old time rock and roll.
See, and this is why this works out so well. You'd never hear a flugelhorn with this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know.